You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Federal authorities arrested the Ohio Speaker of the House this morning on bribery and money laundering charges. They allege a company funneled $60 million of dark money to Speaker Larry Householder in order to secure a $1.5 billion bailout from the Ohio General Assembly. WOSU's Nick Evans was at the press conference this afternoon, and he joins me now. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Claire.
So what was Householder and his four associates charged with?
So this is a racketeering case, the sort of RICO stuff that you hear about connected with mobs, right? So it's the Speaker of the House, Matthew Borges, a former chair of the Ohio Republican Party, Jeffrey Longstreth, who was Householder's longtime political strategist, Neil Clark and Juan Cespedes. Both were very well-connected lobbyists. The allegation alleges that the energy company First Energy funneled all this money to a corporation called Generation Now that was then used to benefit political campaigns and then back HB6.
And it's kind of funny because the complaint doesn't actually name First Energy, which is now Energy Harbor, but Prosecutor David DeVillers said today, we all know what company this is. Can you tell us a little bit more about that HB6 deal?
This whole thing, it's all about HB6, but it starts way before HB6. So the money flows in basically to get Larry Householder and Team Householder, a series of different candidates, all elected to the House. U.S. Attorney David DeVillers describes how it worked right here.
Millions of dollars went to support those candidates and to attack their rivals to get them elected.
Now, once they're elected, they go and they pass HB6, which is this $1.5 billion bailout to keep these two nuclear plants up and running. But after they get the bill approved, there's a referendum. So again, this political entity jumps into action to try to push back on the referendum. And they went to great lengths to make sure that the referendum backers weren't able to challenge the bill at the ballot box.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars of that money were provided to other ballot services, signature services, to do nothing. That is, if the enterprise hires them, they're conflicted off of working for the ballot initiative to reverse House Bill 6.
Setting aside the HB6 issue for a moment, Householder still had something to gain from this, right? Personally?
Right. A big part of this scheme gave him an enormous amount of power. He was able to pull strings on a bunch of different campaigns, but he also, you know, benefited from this personally. About $500,000, according to the complaint, went to his personal benefit. $300,000 went to settle a court case, and another $100,000 went to a home in Florida. The remainder was a bunch of incidental stuff, apparently.
What sort of response have we heard today from lawmakers?
Minority Leader Amelia Sykes has said that she wants the immediate resignation of Larry Householder, saying, quote, "We implore our Republican colleagues to announce a new leader for this body as soon as possible." And it's not just Democrats either. Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine, although he insists that there should be a presumption of innocence for Householder, the nature of the charges, he says, it will be impossible for Speaker Householder to effectively lead the Ohio House of Representatives. So he as well is calling on Householder to resign immediately.
So what comes next in this?
Well, David DeVillers was very clear that their investigation is not through. There are a lot of people that they would like to talk to, a lot of documents they would like to get that they weren't able to get before because they were worried it would undermine their investigation. So their work continues.
We'll be following it to be sure. WSU's Nick Evans, thanks so much for your time today.
Anytime.